Damien, we have news that a company at Spaceport America is expanding Spin Launch. What can you tell us about the company and how many jobs this expansion may bring to the area?
Well, Spin Launch is a California-based company. They've developed a new way that they think using centrifugal force, they can launch satellites into space orbit using kinetic energy instead of rockets and boosters. So they announced recently that they were going to, I think they signed the lease out at Spaceport last year. They've since started investing in test facilities, and they are hoping with this new expansion that was announced last week that they'll be able to hire 59 more workers.
Were there any incentives that may have helped with this expansion?
Absolutely. They are getting a little help to pull this off through the Economic Development Department's LEDA Job Creators Fund. They're supporting that expansion with $4 million, which is going to be paid out in phases as the company reaches certain benchmarks along the way. Sierra County, where the spaceport, of course, is located, is going to serve as the fiscal agent for the project. Their county commission is expected to consider that LEDA ordinance in the coming weeks.
Okay, thank you for that update, Damien. We also have news of the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission rejecting El Paso Electric's power plant proposal that was set to be in the northeastern part of the city. What does this mean moving forward for the electric company, which serves so many in our region?
Well, it basically means that that power plant, if they decide to go forward with the project, cannot be used to serve customers in southern New Mexico. And the reason behind that is this plant is a natural gas-fired generating unit that they were hoping to build, a very expensive project, $163.8 million. However, New Mexico is requiring that all of its power customers, all of its power come from carbon-free sources by 2045, which would be before the generator's projected 40-year lifespan expires. So really, the commission was left with no choice but to reject that plan.
Do we get a response from the company on the reaction?
The way things look right now is that they think that it would still be beneficial to move forward with the plan and just not have it serve New Mexico customers. Just use it for their El Paso customers.
Damien, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted so many in our region. You all are working on a story on how migrant farm workers in our area have adapted to the pandemic. What can you share with us about that?
That's right. We've got a couple of stories in the works that should be coming out very soon about just sort of the unique challenges that migrant farm workers have faced. We talked to one farm worker who actually contracted COVID-19 and was out of work for a period. He now has high blood pressure as a result of the illness, and it really has he thinks will have a lasting impact on his ability to work. Just a couple of really powerful stories about what migrant farm workers in our region are going through and how this pandemic has been particularly hard on them this year.
Damien Willis is a lead reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News. He updates us every week on the Monday Business Watch. Damien, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Anthony. It's always a pleasure.